Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Did I just hear that the new announcer is a guy? I was shocked.
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are presented by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com, the City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And thanks in advance for those of you who have left Hill Mail voicemail messages over the previous 24 hours. Here are the best submissions.
4:01 a.m.
Hey, happy Fat Tuesday to all those chinners out there.
End of message.
Fat Tuesday.
Yep.
Big day down in Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends now, right? I mean, is this the last day?
I think, right?
I know it's the last Tuesday, but I don't know does Mardi Gras end with Fat Tuesday?
Does it end on Lent? I always get confused.
I think it does end on Lent. Yes, I think you're right about that.
Starts on Fat Tuesday.
Yes, yes.
Monday, 8:47 a.m.
Mr. Hill, you had trouble pronouncing the new Dunkin' Donuts burrito. It's Grande. They just slipped in an extra D for Dunkin' Donuts. So instead of Grande, double D. Double D is always nice.
End of message.
Yes, it is. Ronda Day.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, 9:09 a.m.
This is LB's robot. Malfunction, malfunction. Cannot come to work today. Malfunction.
End of message.
Not true.
I forgot to charge myself.
Very confusing discussion yesterday.
Not really.
No,
not
it was.
Really.
Yeah. No, it was.
You guys.
You tried to switch it later,
no,
but
no.
Did you listen to the replay?
No, pretending that only the rich people are going to replace people. People that don't want to be replaced are going to be proactive, and get robots not so that they're not replaced.
You can't wrap your head around it
because you're just...
Because it's coming out of your mouth, that's why.
Well, no, you're just convinced that the one percenters are going to replace the hardworking people that can't afford...
Right. So you think they're going to pay your robot instead of buying their own?
What if I... Again, Danielle, why can't I design a robot better than whoever owned, like, Dave Field?
You're into robot design now?
We're all going to be rich. What do you mean? What kind of car do I got? Escalade.
Okay, you drive an Escalade. How come everybody? Why is it that you can drive an Escalade and somebody else drives a Ferrari?
Well, people drive all kinds of different cars. Pickup trucks.
That's exactly my point. So who says that I can't drive the Ferrari, as in the better robot, than you're driving an Escalade?
Well, I mean, the issue with the robot uprising is those people who own the businesses are going to replace us humanoids with robots.
I'm Captain Topper first.
What are you going to do though?
Well, no.
How are you going to prevent it?
What do you mean? How am I going to prevent it?
They're going to say, LB, you're fired. A robot just replaced
you. Right. And I'm going great because you know what? I just bought 5 robots and I'm starting a landscaping company. I'm starting a garage and my robots are going to fix cars.
Oh, so you're going to Captain Topper them on the robot uprising? You're going to get to it before they do.
You guys are close-minded. You're pretending that there's no upper class, middle class, lower class. Same difference when it comes to, go ahead, replace me. What do I care? You replace me with a robot. I open a garage with 5 robots that fix people's cars that can't afford and make it cheaper than people fixing cars.
I mean,
you're pretending like
you're undercutting
like
with the robots.
Like we're just going to be history.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The one percenters, I'm not going to let the one percenter eliminate me.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's why you're still here.
There's a gazillion things that robots can do. I'm going to start a sewing company and make clothes. I'm gonna start a laundromat with four robots.
Well, I mean,
so
I don't
go
think,
ahead, fire me.
I don't think we're gonna. To be honest with you, we're all gonna be nude because we're not gonna be able to afford clothes because we've been replaced by robots. So I don't. I mean, maybe if you're making robot clothes, but I mean, would that be like when a chicken eats a piece of chicken?
Right.
If a bunch of robots were making robot clothes for the other robots,
right.
Yeah. I don't
it's
know.
It's some kind of weird. I don't know what's more entertaining, LB's theory or the texting.
Well, I just
the texters.
Yeah, no, the texters, they're just so confused.
I get a kick out of the fact that you pretend like you're going to be homeless because you lose your job to a robot.
Yeah, but I'm not my... What based
so
on
you
what you're saying...
to exist? What, you're all of a sudden, tomorrow you have no money?
I might not be able to start my own company employing robots, as is your model.
Well,
here.
You only need one.
You're saying that if you get fired from your job because you're replaced by a robot... you're going to go start a company employing robots.
Right.
A lot of people can't do that.
Right.
Well, no, a lot of people aren't millionaires either. But they wake up every morning, they have kids, and they go to work.
Yeah, and now they're not going to be able to because a robot took their job.
Actually, no. They'll be able to, you know, again, I love it. Yeah, you know, the
black
the
cars
end of the
appear
world,
bigger
the
on the road
falling.
At night. Okay.
People
like
you have been calling it for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. The sky is falling. I don't want to break it to you, but the Chinese have been around for 10,000 years. Okay?
Well,
all right.
What does that have to do with?
Technology. How far has technology come in 10,000 years?
Right.
The Chinese, they're still there, right? They're still a gigantic country with 800 billion people.
Let's get back to Hillmail, even though it's your birthday.
Monday, 9:06 a.m.
Does LB's robot come through concussed and talk in circles too?
End of message.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
You know.
Monday, 9:05 a.m.
I can just see it now. Robot, go fetch monkey.
End of message.
Robot, get monkey. Monkey, get robot. Oh. There's a story that we're going to get to soon about a stolen monkey crisis in Florida, not like the rest of us. Yeah, stolen monkey, a real problem.
6:04 a.m.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Hillbot Radio Show. Coming up on today's show at 7:20, reasons we eliminated the human, and in the news, Susie the Pornobot. Size in the first bot on human snuff film. Also, be sure to listen to my new podcast entitled Spare Parts. Thank you.
End of message.
Spare Parts, that's funny.
Have you seen the new Boston Dynamics robot that was introduced yesterday?
Oh, God, I'm terrified.
From the robot overlords.
Oh, no.
It's got wheels, arms. I mean, the thing is absolutely sick. If you want... if you want, I will retweet now the new robot, which can jump, lift, skate.
It's a freaking transformer.
Isn't it unbelievable?
I just tweeted that, retweeted that on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF, to follow me on Twitter.
5:47 a.m.
Taking naps in the afternoon with my pillow up in my bedroom. I got up to wash my face. I come back, my wife's taking my place on my pillow. You're breaking my heart. You're shaking my sleep cycle, baby.
End of message.
I mean, honestly, great product. You know, I don't chill for just anybody.
No.
But it's a great product.
Well, with the exception of Valentine's Day and Mother's Day.
Well, listen, I do what I'm told around here.
That's true.
I'm a team player, but my pillow is completely legit. And if you find yourself, if you happen to find yourself up in Ocean Park, Maine, this summer, take a look at the new My Pillow wing. Of the Hill House in Ocean Park.
Is that next to the Purina wing?
It's right near the Purina One wing, and it's coming along beautifully.
Monday, 2:39 p.m.
What is Greg Hill's upcoming colonoscopy and Lyndon Byers' NHL career have in common? Both had a lot of build-up to the anticipation. During the middle of it, there was a lot of explosiveness. And near the end, it just became a giant crapshoot.
End of message.
Tomorrow on this show, Raj, the doctor who will perform my colonoscopy
in which to create awareness for Colon Cancer Month will join us on the show.
That's cool.
And talk about why you should really go get yourself a colonoscopy as opposed to waiting until somebody says, hey, you got to get a colonoscopy.
Right.
Go get one. So we'll talk about that tomorrow with my Dr. Raj.
6:46 a.m.
Hey, kid. We'll make it in tomorrow. Going to the Bronx with some adventure.
End of message.
I couldn't hear what the
what? I didn't know
said.
I don't know. I went somewhere.
If anybody
going to the brothel for my
brothel
for something and,
something.
Yeah.
6:35 a.m.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy! May the drinks be strong. May her underwear be gone, and may you never puke on her back. Happy birthday.
Aww. End of message.
That was sweet.
Okay.
Very
that
romantic.
That is very romantic.
Also thanks. Very realistic.
6:17 a.m.
LB kid. I appreciate you giving out your phone number for everybody, but I actually already have it because when you first got on Twitter, your second or third tweet was to J-Dog, and it already included your phone number. Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah. End of message.
Yeah, I remember that.
That is true.
That was patient zero of the phone.
Yeah, that was direct message to sell. Yeah. Mm.
All right. Thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail. This is Sportstron, who is joining us here this morning on LB's birthday. Yes, Sportstron.
I want to wish LB a very happy birthday. Now here is the WAAF Sports with Sportstron.
I got to tell you something. A robot could not do what LB can do when it comes to the sports.
They're
too smart.
There's no way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.